Now, back to the Valley's top local talk show host, Heidi Harris. Call Heidi now at 257-5396. Now, who is that guy anyway? Imagine this guy over the dinner table. Please pass the Italian bread.
That's how you were last night. That's the voice you're hearing of Holland Cook, one of my favorite people in the radio business, author of Survival Speech. Talk to me about people who communicate, the Sandusky situation versus Herman Cain, just these last two things in the last couple of days.
I feel bad for the memory of Michael Jackson because the Sandusky interview last night reminds us of when Michael Jackson said as innocently as he did that there's nothing wrong with sleeping with boys.
Yeah.
There was just no ring of truth to it. And kudos to NBC for scoring the interview.
Yeah.
But if people were affording this guy any reasonable doubt before he said what he said last night, and you played a little while ago,
yeah.
They're now thinking this guy's a total creep.
Oh, he's a total creep. And the idea that he dares to deny is disgusting.
Say nothing is the advice I'd be giving him.
So what about Herman Cain? I mean, do you think he's the last couple of weeks have been pretty rough? You think they've handled it from a PR perspective very well?
Definition of survival speech. Do the opposite of what Herman Cain has done in the last couple of weeks. In survivalspeech.com, when you poke around there, you'll see a strategy for handling bad news. It's the opposite of everything he did. He kept changing his story. He kept parsing it out. I thought his best performance was when he got up and issued that very resolute denial.
Yeah.
He really sounded like he was telling the truth. And when he said he'd take a polygraph test if he had to, that's a pretty bold thing to say. And the only reason we haven't heard more of that is presumably because behind closed doors, Gloria Allred hasn't come up with polygraph results that
right.
she's ready to present to the world
right.
to which he would have to respond. So he may skate from this one.
Absolutely.
His supporters are media detractors, so he can say they're out to get me. And the people who back Herman Cain say, darn right they are.
Which is what Michelle Bachmann saying.
They're predisposed.
They let me talk for 90 seconds.
But,
quit whining.
No, that clip you played this morning of him stammering about Libya.
Yeah.
If you're not ready to be interviewed, you know, if you had short rest, if you're jet lagged, if you get 2 hours sleep, don't get anywhere near a microphone.
Right.